So we're going to catch up with Leah Kirchman, who had a fabulous day today. She was third on the podium at La Course, La Tour de France, and it's an amazing result for her. There are only two Canadians, I believe, in on the start line, and Leah's had a fabulous season with her historic triple crown at the Nationals. Are you on the other line, Leah? Hey, great. So congratulations on a stellar podium finish today at La Course. We're excited for you. Tell us about your day and the race and how it feels to land on the podium.
Thanks so much. Yeah, it's been really an incredible race, and I can't even describe how it felt to stand on the podium on the Champs-Élysées. It was a really cool experience.
Talk about the race. I mean, how were conditions? How was the course? And walk us through what happened.
Yeah, so the course, we did 13 laps on the Champs-Élysées for around 90 kilometers. It's a bit deceiving. I didn't realize that it kind of drags up there to the Arc de Triomphe, and then it's pretty rough cobbles coming down on the other stretch. But the entire time, we were racing full on, so very, very fast speeds. People tried to get a breakaway, but it was just too fast for anything to really stay away and be successful in the course. Came down to a big bunch sprint where the team was able to put me in a good position there coming to the end, where I kind of keyed off of the other sprinters in the race, and I was able to get on Kristen Wild's wheel and then come into the sprint and hold on for third.
Excellent. It's fabulous. You know, you've really shown yourself as an excellent finisher. I mean, we've watched you all season. You just took the Gastown GP, and you did the same at Nationals. You're having a fabulous season. Is there anything you're doing different this year, or do you have more confidence, or what can you tell us?
I think if you look back at the past few seasons, I've been making progress every single year, and this is just—it's all really coming together for me this year, and it's just been really a fabulous season, like you said. I've just been, working. I just kind of pick my weaknesses and work hard to improve those small things, and just I'd say years of working hard are just paying off.
Yeah, there's no question. It doesn't happen overnight, and we have watched you moving up the ladder for sure. I think you've been the Crit Champ 2 or 3 or 4 years, and this was the first time, I think, that you took the National Road and the TT, and you're putting it all together. It's really exciting. Were you nervous on the start line with so many big stars and just the whole, hoopla around the whole event?
Yeah. I was incredibly nervous. I knew the team wanted to ride for me for the race, and so I kind of had that pressure, and then I knew that it was such a high-quality field that it was going to be a hard race to do well in. But I also just had confidence that we had, we had a good plan going in. I had a strong team around me, and so I just tried to stay calm. Just think of it as another bike race.
Yeah, it sounds like it's like that at the beginning. There's a little bit of jitters, but once you start racing, it's just like any other race, and you just got to use your strengths and your tactics. And you, obviously, you've shown that you can do it, and I guess that confidence is still within you, eh?
Exactly. Yeah.
So the Champs-Élysées and the Tour de France had to be a special feeling standing on the podium for Canada.
Oh yeah, it's been incredibly special. Yeah, especially to be racing on the Champs-Élysées with the Maple Leaf on my back is pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. You're debuting it there like Swain is in the men's race. He's got the double podium jersey Maple Leaf, so it's really special.
Yeah, exactly. And it was good. I actually got to say hi to Swain at the end of the race. Congratulate him on a good tour. So.
Very cool. We'd love
to get all the Canadians together.
We'd love to have that photo if the one's available.
Sure.
Okay, cool. Well, so what happens for you now that you're done here in France, and where do you go from here?
Actually, I fly tomorrow to Glasgow for the Commonwealth Games, where I'm competing in the time trial and road race.
Right, for sure. That's right. That's up in a couple of days.
Yeah, and then later on, our team is coming back to Europe, and we're doing the Tour of Ardèche, and then the World Championships later in September.
Very good. Just a little bit of news. Just a little bit of news for you. Remy Pelletier-Roy got the bronze in the scratch race.
No way.
Yeah, it just happened. We just posted it, and he was, you know, it was just a great race for him, and he was around, he made the break, and then there was a final group, and he made the last push to the line. So
yeah, that's awesome news.
Big day for Canada
sure
all around.
The team will be excited when I arrive tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely, and we want to wish you as well all the best when you head to the games. Hopefully you guys can keep the ball rolling. And well, listen, Leah, congratulations. It's exciting. You really put a smile on the face, and you know how to bring a country to its feet. And thank you so thank you so much for
thanks so much. Yeah.
Very good. So thanks so much again for spending time with us, and all the best going forward. And we'll look forward to chatting with you again.
Hey, great.